Tim Ratcliffe performs Stan's final speech from Aftershocks, written by Paul Brown and the Workers' Cultural Action Committee, directed by Tricia O'Hara for Castlemaine Theatre Company in 2014.
The stretcher broke in half. There should have been six carrying it in the bloody stretcher. Actually, that's in the record book. It's got my name in it. A big man, as we carried him out, the stretcher broke, and he screamed out in pain. I don't remember that. And what they done then, they got this table, like, you know, table, a beer table, a long one, and they just laid me on the table and said, hang on to the sides. They picked me up and carried me. And they put me in the garage, at the waterboard garage there. Even then I said, what happened, you know? Oh, there's been a bloody earthquake that's come all the way from Sydney, they said. I knew nothing about an earthquake. I was in there saying, look, wow, half an hour. I had to wait for the spinal ambulance. They, you know, they had to have all that, you know, the proper spinal gear stuff. All the interviewers, all that sort of stuff, you know, the TV. They haunted the bloody hospital. They drove everyone bloody mad. The nurse, she came round. Oh, you know, she said, you know, would you like to do an interview? I said, no way. I don't want one, thanks, you know. All I wanted was my hair washed. And they wouldn't let me wash my hair, and I don't know why. Still get them now, you know. Get these real bad sniffs and, you know, blinks. Blink a lot. After about 2 months, I, you know, made an appointment to see, you know, this psychologist. Well, I had 3 months with the psychologist there. Look, hey, I'm a fisherman, mate, okay? And a surfer and a bloody fisherman. I love my old beach fishing and that sort of stuff. You know, I do a lot of beach fishing there at Dixon Park there and down Bar Beach. I go on holidays up to Stockton Beach for about 3 weeks every year. My mate's got a hut up there, you know, shack up there, and we love it. We have a lovely week, you know, 7-8 days holidays up at Stocko Beach up there. Now, I can't jog even now. I can't run. So, I can turn the water on in the shower or in the bath, and it can be hot, and I don't feel it. Or I don't feel it straight away. I can't lay down on the beach, on the sand. I can sit on the sand, but if I lay on the sand, I get a really funny neck. I get a real sort of, you know, kinky sort of, you know, neck now. What I do at the beach, I just dig a great big hole out and sit in it, you know, like a chair, you know, like a little bloody chair on the sand there. I had a look at the skeleton, my skeleton, down at my local MD there. I said, you know, I asked the doctor to show me exactly where it was. And right at the bottom of your spine there, there's these two big wings that come out under your ass there, you know, the cheeks of your ass there. Well, these two big wings come out to the side and they're all full of holes. And all of your nerves are attached to them, you know, because, sacrum wings, they're called. And I had fractures to about, you know, I think 4 or 5. Look, I don't know. You know, I got the X-ray and the reports at home and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. It just says fractures to the sacrum wings. You know? They give you these questions and you got to tick off how you feel, you know? Like, it's quite good, quite simple, you know? What do you think of the earthquake? I just write on the bottom, I just want to forget about it. That's what I read, you know. I just read on the bottom, I just want to forget all about the bloody earthquake. That's it, you know. Which I do, really.